absolutely no slides. Thank you, Leo.
A lightning talk with no slides. My name's Lou Christie. Hello.
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 Hi. It's so helpful to have someone with ADHD
who's organising the show.
I'm massively overrunning. Anything could happen. I wasn't expecting so many dick jokes. I thought we were going to be doing tech and comedy. So, like, how many people? How many people are studying to to code? Give me a cheer. Just Leo, right? How many people are working in coding? Any people? And everyone else? And someone needs to spill their drink. Right, so there's more people who are already working in coding. Okay. Well, I prepared this talk thinking there'd be a few more sort of people studying, but I imagine there might be, well, actually, no one, because I was coached. Your name is like Justin, but it's a bit more complicated. What was
good
your name?
Lord.
That's the one. Yeah. right, so anyway, this is called You Computer Geeks Are All the Same. It's a blog post that I wrote, and basically, this was like an email that I sent to a student who I was coaching. How to code, but I think you'll get something from it, right? So, you computer geeks are all the same, my girlfriend said. You get really excited about things at the start and then lose interest really quickly. I told her that you, dear Alvin, my coding coaching student, hadn't completed your personal homepage website, and we're now talking about another thing, data science or something. I wrote this back in COVID. Like, if I was writing this now, they'd probably be talking about LLMs. Yeah, do you upstage me with an empty bottle? Any particular reason why that's there?
I finished it.
Well done, Leo.
Round of applause, Leo has finished. What is it? A bottle of rosé wine. Anyway, so I'll carry on this because I think some people want to get home before about midnight, right? This is only a 5-minute talk, apparently, depending on how well it goes. It may be longer or shorter. But anyway, where was I? What was I going to talk about? Oh, yeah, my... my girlfriend said, sounds like someone else I know. And she gave me a wry smile. She said the same thing. I've got the same thing with other... But I don't know if any of you do this. You start like a new tech project and then you get bored of it and never finish it. Few nods, yeah. Probably some of you doing stuff with AI right now. Perhaps you're doing crypto a while. Do you remember crypto? We're not talking about that anymore, are we? Maybe you won't be talking about AI so much, I fucking hope so. Right, anyway. Now we have an option, right? So I've got three versions of this email that I wrote. At least some of it I wrote on the toilet. I've got the good cop version. I've got the bad cop version. Or I've got the rant version. So give me a cheer if you want the good cop version. Bad cop version?
Yeah!
Or do you want the rant version?
Yeah!
Good, because that's the one I planned on reading to you, right? But you know, you've probably all got that, where you rephrase an email. Right, anyway, I guess learning new tech is fun. Finishing stuff isn't. Learning something gives you a dopamine hit, like a good drug hit right to the brain. I recently learned a new word, grit. It means perseverance. Hard work, determination to get stuff done. Sounds a bit bullshitty coming from corporate mouths. I prefer Tenacious because it sounds a bit naughty, like Jack Black's rock band Tenacious D. But another word for it is executive function. I learned that from my friend who's a senior coder, right? Lack of executive function is why people with ADHD don't make great finishes. Does that sound about right? Possibly. But they do make great paramedics, apparently. Because, you know, there they are, all high on dopamine, while the rest of us freak out or faint. Them, laser focus of attention on the moment at hand, wrapping a bandage skillfully or pumping a heart without those pesky worries about those things the rest of us call the future or consequences or getting home before midnight from a comedy show. I think I'm allowed to read Leo a bit about his ADHD, because I'm probably on A spectrum, I'm not sure which, and you did a good talk at Code Bar about ADHD last year, didn't you? At the unconference.
Maybe.
Goblin
Tools. No, that was me.
That's a perfect ADHD. I rest my case. Right.
That was me.
Right. So anyway, let's get through. Right. Interestingly, right, I learned that dopamine is also released when anticipating something good. So perhaps you, my student, any of us coders, we could get high on anticipating finishing a website or the app or the robot or whatever, just enough to actually finish it and get the rewards, plaudits, and sense of achievement we so very often deserve, but too often procrastinate ourselves out of. On the other hand, most new tech is shit. Mostly some hyped up, buggy rediscovery of an old failed paradigm someone once discredited in a book, accumulating dust in the head of a coder who never wrote the book. Most tech projects go over budget and fail. Most tech startups go bust. Almost every government tech project ends up in the headlines as a crappy waste of money.
Amen.
Amen. Including the COVID app was quite controversial, wasn't it? Skip over a bit about the universal credit system, which did surprisingly well during COVID when I wrote this, because it added an extra million. So you can, even the government can get it right sometimes. Anyway, right, so the point of this is perhaps knowing when to lose interest in a project are the geek's evolutionary advantage. So we don't waste our precious life force on the latest misguided slow train wreck project. trying to put magazine printing press 14-inch typesetting on a 4-inch phone. That combined with when we believe in a project. So this is the strength of us, the coders, so you can get excited about this, right? Well, this is us. I've gone sort of like negative, now I'm going to bring this back to a rousing finish, and within a couple of minutes I'll be off the stage, and we can see the next talker go. So us coders, right, we have this, when we believe in a project, we have an emotional, almost autistic determination to coldly, systematically, relentlessly continue like a Terminator, fixing, debugging, backtracking, and trying different approaches. And pulling our hair out, punching pillows, debunking hyped lies that the latest WizTech coding library just works in 5 minutes, in five lines of code, from some other pasty bearded bedroom geek who needs to get out more and try software in the real world. Anyway, until that idea that was once in your head is now in reality a thing on the internet or on someone's phone, a thing you can touch and click that makes life better for you and those around you, and in a small way improves our lot for the sorry human race. So I suppose, like in the Alcoholics Anonymous saying, a serenity secret, we know that one, like, I need to know the difference between what I can change and what I can't change, and the wisdom to know the difference. The skill of a coder is knowing the difference between which project to drop and which to finish. Thank you. My name is Lee Christie. Good night.
I'm busy trying to